Thank you, Madam President. We would first of all like to present our condolences to the delegation of Peru for the loss of Ambassador Ana Cecilia Diaz. We would also like to congratulate Mexico on its presidency. The Interparliamentary Union is honored to participate for the first time as an observer in the meeting of state parties to the Convention on Cluster Munitions. The IPU, the Global Organization of National Parliaments, has long promoted humanitarian disarmament and advocated for adherence to international humanitarian law treaties by providing its 180 member parliaments with expertise and technical support in this area. On the occasion of this meeting, we wish to reaffirm our commitment to mobilize the parliamentary community for the universalization of the CCM. Under the leadership of its Committee to Promote Respect for International Humanitarian Law, the IPU has consistently raised awareness of the devastating impact of cluster munitions on civilians and encouraged the parliamentary action towards universalization of the convention. The role of parliamentarians in this process cannot be underestimated. They are instrumental in dispelling doubts, preconceived notions, and misunderstandings before their constituents. They can also advocate and lobby to encourage their government to sign the convention and use their political influence and networks to accelerate the process of ratification or accession. The IPU looks forward to working with the ISU and the coordinators on universalization on strategies to further engage parliamentarians on the issue of universalization of the CCM. The convention constitutes an essential part of the international humanitarian law framework. Adherence is key to upholding IHL norms and principles and addressing ongoing threats that cluster munitions pose to civilians. Tackling this reality is only possible when states move forward towards universalization and not withdraw from it. Ensuring a future where the convention's framework is strengthened involves cooperation among all international and national actors. Needless to say, the parliamentarians have a pivotal role to play in this endeavor. I thank you.